the Holy Gospel today comes from the 9th chapter of Mark. Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another, "Who was the greatest?" He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right. It's been a while, so here's a joke. A plane hit a patch of severe turbulence, and passengers were holding on tight as it rocked and reeled through the night. A little old lady turned to a minister who was sitting behind her and said, "You're one of God's people. Can't you do something about this?" "Sorry," replied the minister, "I can't. I'm in sales, not management." So first of all, just a quick note, I have a check for $500 from the Rotary Club of Lacey, and then an additional check of $100, and a promise from another person. I went to the Lacey Rotary because we had applied for a grant there, and they gave us $500, and then two other people who were moved by the Clean Kids program. That's, you know, the laundry for homeless kids here that we're starting, and we have the plans in place now, and our general contractor, who's a volunteer, who heard about it, as a student over at Mountain View, heard about what we're doing, so he's going to contribute his time as a general contractor. It's just a wonderful program. So that's a great thing. So the theme really is embracing the child. That's what I'm thinking about as I heard these texts. And so Brian Smith, who's sitting in the back, and Kevin, who sang today and is also here, the three of us, we went over to the Washington Corrections Center in Shelton, because there we have a ministry through our synod, you know, through our group of churches. We've sponsored a church to be present in the prison system at that place. It's called Living Stones. You may have heard of it. Pastor Norm came and preached a couple weeks ago if you were here. And so the three of us went there, and I've been a number of times in Aberdeen to places, but to worship there with a group that meets out there. But when we got there, there were just several things that place helped me to remember and helped me to center myself as I thought about what is Jesus talking about when he grabs this child and says, you know, you're going to be servant of all and the last will be first, and this is what it looks like, and embraces that child. So Pastor Norm was preaching, and he said this, which I shared with the kids. In God's kingdom, or kingdom, you know, like my kin, you know, you're my kin, there is no other. There is only sister or brother. In God's kingdom, or kingdom, there is no other. There is only sister or brother. So every person is a child of God. And when you go there, and as we're singing together, because that's a lot of what happens, at least almost half of the service is singing, and it's good singing, because the people who come there have the privilege of coming there. Of the 1,500 people who were there, there are probably about 50 offenders there, and they're singing their hearts out. And it's just great to be in the midst of that with people who love to sing. You know, it's great to be in the midst of hearing a choir like this, but everybody's singing all around you, and they're singing when they're singing, and they're singing, "Create in me a clean heart, Lord." and renew my spirit rightly. When they sing that, they mean it. And you feel it. And you get renewed yourself. And you think, we're all... Well, there was one guy who was a singer who was, you know, leading worship. There's probably about 8 people leading worship. And one guy that looked like our daughter's boyfriend, Ben. Now, it wasn't him, but I thought of him. And I, you know, if you have a daughter or a child, specifically a daughter, and someone is going out with them, you're going to think some thoughts about that person, and you want to think all good thoughts. And but what I realized was especially Ben, he's a great guy, but he is a child of God. And I need to embrace him as long as grace embraces him. And after that as well, as a child of God. And as I looked at that singer, I thought, that's somebody's son. That could be my son. You know, I'm 50. There's a lot of kids there who would be my kids, possibly. And of course, if you're older than me, that would be your kids or your grandkids. Every single person there is a child of God. And in God's kingdom, Jesus says, there is no other. We're all sisters and brothers. So that was the one thing. That was just kind of a reminder. Then the whole church, what Jesus was trying to get at, how we are together, it's a program. And this is the bottom line of what I saw there for how church works there. People come together to be God's children. We praise God and give thanks that we all are God's children. We praise God and give thanks that it's only by grace that we're here, and we are gifted, and we give thanks for that. And that we had 2 baptisms that Sunday, which was awesome, or that Saturday, yesterday. So there's 2 new Christians at that prison who just are excited that Jesus has come to them. They know Jesus in their heart. They know God's grace is for real. And it's for them, regardless of who they are and what they've done. God has pursued them to that place in that moment, and they give thanks. So coming together to be God's children, that's the first part. Everyone comes together. Everyone's equal. And then, when it's all done, they go back out to their houses. That's what some people call the units, the cells that they say in. They go back to their houses and then try and embrace the children, God's children, that aren't there. And then some new people come back, and there were 3 or 4 new people that were there at that service. And that's the program. That's the system. That's what embracing the child means. That's what we try and do when we gather. We come together as God's children. And I'm looking at all of us, and I'm looking at me as well. We're all pretty darn comfortable, let's say, compared to the congregation that's out at the prison. We're super comfortable. And maybe now you're starting to get a little uncomfortable. Well, welcome to Jesus. You know, sorry about that, but that's how it is. But we've come together to remember that we are children of God. We're not an other, but we're a brother and a sister. And we're called to remember the gifts of baptism of God's grace for us, and to share in the meal that we're going to share in of God's body and blood, which we did at the prison as well. It's just such a beautiful unifying moment that we're all are gathered at the table and all are welcome. All children of God, which is everyone. All are welcome. So that's all. That's what we do. Well, there's nothing really different here than there. And then when we're done here, then we go out and we get the task and the challenge. It's our vocation now to go and figure out, how do we embrace the child? I use that word vocation, and Frederick Buechner, his understanding of vocation is this. The vocation means for him the place where the deep gladness, God's grace, and the world's deep hunger meet. That's his, and I'll say it again, the place where deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. Deep gladness speaks of those unique places in each of our lives where we most immediately experience God's grace alive and at work. So think about when you've really known God's grace. What's that feel like? It's got to feel good. You know God is with you and loves you and knows you. And so that's something, that feeling you want to share with the deep hunger, those places within our live context where people cry out the most for God's grace. One challenge for us, we had 3 people come, we can have up to 12, and the next time we go to the prison, maybe the deep hunger for you, and you were resistant the last time, or I got this and that and the other thing, please come with us, male or female. As Pastor Norm said, it for some of these guys, it's the only time someone will visit them from the outside that month. So we become their family. We become their brothers and sisters when we go and visit. And all we have to do is go. That's all you got to do. And sing, if you like singing, or not. And just be there. And you can talk with Kevin, or you can talk with Brian after about how great of a place that is. Maybe embracing the child might mean something like this. You know, the last time I said something like this, it was, hey, let's start a partnership with Mountain View. So we're doing that, which is great. But here's the thing I'm thinking. Many of you are grandparents. And some of you are just merely parents still. Some are great-grandparents, which is awesome. Is there 3 great-great-great-great? Anybody got that? Ooh, we got even one of those going. I mean, now that's awesome. What if over at Mountain View, 25 teachers maybe there are, classes of 30. I don't know what the class load is these days. 50, it just keeps getting higher, teachers tell me. 25 teachers. If they're willing, I'm sure they would appreciate 2 St. Mark Embrace the Child aides in their classroom for the year. I don't know what that means. That's going to be different for every teacher. But knowing many of the teachers I know in our school district, they would appreciate a helper. And it's going to be different for every classroom. Maybe embracing the child literally means that for you. For us as a church. Because that would certainly be super impactful in a positive way. When you go into a classroom and there's 30 kids there. And like going to the prison, you really don't have to do anything except be there. And show interest. And that you know them and can say their name. And that you want to help them learn and grow. And be the child of God that they can be. So that they can go and embrace a brother or sister. Or, if you don't like that one, we've done enough with Mountain View. I want to do some in-house. You know, what about Vacation Bible School? Well, here's a new way to think about Vacation Bible School. And I've talked about before, St. Mark's Arts Academy. I think it's a thing. And I think David has started it. Thank you, David, for announcing that. And stepping forward to teach a class about art. Because behind me, I want some more 9-year-old Jerrys who painted that wall and some 12-year-old Leishas who made that cross. I want David to keep painting stuff, but I want some other voices as well. And so does David. And so just imagine that if we started an arts academy, not just for painting, but thank you, Jesus, for Terry being here and Leah, our new bell person. But music. We have so much music lying around ready to be gathered and shaped and molded. And what if we were the place that loved to teach kids how to paint and loved to teach kids how to sing? And then we start doing dramas and love to teach kids how to act out their faith, and writing, and poetry, All of the arts, all of the creative things, that all of the gifts God has given us, just waiting to be nurtured, waiting for us to embrace the children within our community. Wouldn't that be something? So as you go forward from this place, and as you continue in worship to be fed by God, know that you're loved. Know that we're all loved. God embraces all of us. And when you know that, then we can embrace others so that they are our brothers and sisters. And they know God's grace as well. Amen.